Hello, everyone, and welcome to Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, along with Glenn Macnell today. How are you, sir?
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. We are ready for the Arizona Cardinals. We are ready for the Arizona Cardinals. The team continues to train. I see this as just a real test of where the Eagles are right now against a Super Bowl contending team. Good win against New England without weapons. Good win against Buffalo at home. Buffalo is not in the same class as Arizona.
Oh, Dave, Arizona is really one of the two or three best teams in the NFL. I think people don't really see it because they play on the West Coast. Our memory is always, oh, the Cardinals are terrible. But they have offense, defense, special team. Bruce Arians has done a great job coaching. You're right, it's a great test for the Eagles. Arizona is a team that could end up in the Super Bowl this year.
It's just, to me, it's a formula. How do you win in December? I've always thought that December was different than the rest of the year in terms of the pace of the game, the attention to detail, the teams that don't turn the football over, the teams that score touchdowns in the red zone. Those are the teams that win in December, and those are the teams that make the playoffs. And we saw last year the Eagles losing three straight games in December because they committed too many penalties, they had a bad turnover ratio, they didn't score touchdowns in the red zone. Mark Sanchez not at the level that we see now that Sam Bradford is playing. And Bradford hasn't been great, but he's been good enough to inspire a lot of confidence, and he's just been smart.
Yeah, he's a guy who's avoided turnovers. The interception last week was clearly not his fault. Right. The only bad play he made was on the sack, which, whatever, he lost track of time. I'll just add one thing to what you said about what you have to do to win. You got to win at home. In December, you got to win those home games. The Eagles are 3-3 at home this year. You have to own your stadium. It's going to be a cold night Sunday. You're going to have 68,000 people there excited for you. This is that kind of game where if you want to win the division, win in the playoffs, you grab the home field advantage.
Yeah, so we will see on Sunday night. It's back in black night for the Eagles. But before we get to Sunday, we've got a lot going on today at the NovaCare Complex. And to get you caught up on everything happening here, it's our Eagles 360 update. Take it away, Alex Smith.
Hi, everyone. I'm Alex Smith, and this is your 360 update. As you can see, the rainy weather here in South Philadelphia forced the Eagles inside the bubble for today's training session as they continue to get set for Sunday night's matchup with the Arizona Cardinals. One of the big storylines today was the Eagles facing the Cardinals defense, which is the biggest blitzing defense in the NFL as they have the most blitzing attempts of any team. We heard from head coach Chip Kelly and some of the players inside the locker room about how playing against this blitz will work out on Sunday.
It's everybody. You know, I think that you got to tie the offensive line in there. You got to tie the receivers in there, knowing when things are hot and when things aren't hot. But I think Sam has done a really good job. I think he's got a better feel and a better understanding in terms of what we're doing from a attack standpoint. What are we trying to get accomplished?
Great team. Obviously, very well coached. And, a defense that guys know for stopping the run. And, bring a lot of different types of blitzes and different types of personnel in the game and try to confuse you, so we'll definitely have our hands full.
Inside the Eagles locker room, we also caught up with left tackle Jason Peters, who discussed how he's been dealing with a bunch of nagging injuries this season and what he has to do to get through them on a daily basis.
It's a lot of treatment coming in at 6 o'clock. You know, I come in early. I stay late, you know, just trying to get my body, you know, together. Just got to get yourself in best preparation as you can to play in the game. As far as if you got an ankle or back or some kind of injury, you just got to, you know, get it up high as you can during the week and get ready to go on Sunday.
And finally, we hear from running back DeMarco Murray. And while this may be his first season here in Philadelphia, his time with the Dallas Cowboys has prepared him for how the NFC East always seems to be a close race down the stretch. And he's ready for the final three games here in Philadelphia.
Every year I've been in, besides last year, it's been like this for me. And, so it's, it comes down every game, every Sunday you got to continue to try to fight and ball and get the win. Obviously, you can't worry about other teams and whatnot. You got to focus on yourself and just go out there and play the game.
That will wrap things up here from outside the NovaCare Complex. Be sure to stay tuned to PhiladelphiaEagles.com for all the latest Eagles news throughout the week and for an injury update heading into Sunday's game.
Thank you so much, Alex. Lots to get to today. We've got Glenn's bold predictions coming up. We've got the great Merrill Reese, the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, in studio. But when we return, we're going to go behind enemy lines, Chris McPherson, with Darren Urban, azcardinals.com, and find out the very latest on the rampaging, can you believe it, Arizona Cardinals.
carbs to compete. Electrolytes to replenish. Everything you need to keep sweating.
I got tickets, Metro tickets.
You need a Metro ticket. Talk to me, please.
How do I even know these are real tickets?
You just touch it.
How do I know they're legit?
Is this leather legit? I mean, how do we really know? It looks good, right?
Is the Metro paying you to do this?
No, I'm paying myself. I gotta make
that
profit.
That makes more sense.
Does the baby need a Metro ticket? I'll give her one on me. These tickets, they're not stealing your soul. You can look at them. Man, nobody wants to buy tickets from a guy on the street. I don't understand.
What if this year we went around the table and instead of saying what we're thankful for, we said who we're thankful for? Lincoln Financial helps provide financial security for those who are always there for you. Because this is what you do for people you love. Take charge of your now at LincolnFinancial.com. Lincoln Financial, you're in charge.
We welcome you back to Eagles 360. We come your way Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. on PhiladelphiaEagles.com and the official Eagles app. And in a moment, we're going to go behind enemy lines and talk about the Cardinals. I've kind of just reluctantly accepted that the Cardinals are for real. I do believe they are for real. I believe they're very good. What point in the season did you kind of feel that they were a legit team?
Yeah, I was with you at the beginning because Carson Palmer, you know,
old
quarterback. Chris Johnson is going to come back. He's now hurt, but he did great. You know, in November, they had a stretch of 2 weeks where they beat Seattle and they beat Cincinnati, beat Seattle on the road in Cincinnati. Those are two real contenders this year. You win those teams, that's when you know they're for real.
Yeah, I thought they would suffer when Todd Bowles left to become the head coach in New York. That has not been the case at all. Anyway, let's get you caught up with the Arizona Cardinals behind enemy lines with Chris McPherson and Darren Urban from azcardinals.com.
Hello, everyone. I'm Chris McPherson, and welcome to Behind Enemy Lines, presented by Gatorade here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. On Sunday night, the Eagles host the 11-2 Arizona Cardinals, who are sailing into the playoffs after winning seven consecutive games, entering this Sunday's showdown at Lincoln Financial Field. And to preview the matchup, we bring in Darren Urban from azcardinals.com. And Darren, we have to start with the potential MVP candidate in quarterback Carson Palmer, who has rebounded nicely after missing the second half of last season with a knee injury. What has impressed you the most about his 2015 season?
Well, in a lot of ways, Carson is playing perhaps better football than he's ever played. I know, obviously, he had some good years in Cincinnati, especially before he hurt his knee the first time. But the way he's doing things this year in terms of his accuracy, especially with as much as they throw the ball down the field, the fact that he's in arguably the best shape of his career. He hurt his knee, and obviously he had to rehab his knee, but he took that time to rehab really the rest of his body. I mean, his upper body is clearly in better shape than it had been in the past. Not that he was in bad shape, but he's in fantastic shape for a guy who's about to turn 36 later this month, I believe. So, you know, I think those kinds of things, he's moving in the pocket better than he has in a long time. You know, he worked with his brother in the offseason in terms of his steps and standing tall in the pocket and buying himself time. And he's never going to be a scrambler, but he's been really effective in terms of extending plays, the way he can move his feet. And all those things together have obviously led him to a MVP-type season.
Darren, we know in Philadelphia what Larry Fitzgerald has done over the years, and his 2015 campaign has been brilliant to this point. But it's not just Fitzgerald in that passing attack. John Brown had the game-winning touchdown against the Eagles last season, and Michael Floyd has been very impressive. What can you say about this trio of wide receivers, which will make it tough for any defense to contain?
Well, again, you're talking about having three Pro Bowl-type receivers when they're playing at the top of their game. You know, Michael Floyd's not going to make the Pro Bowl. He got off to too slow of a start after he hurt his finger in training camp, and I don't know with all the receivers out there if John Brown's got a chance, but you know, you got guys that could be number one receivers if they needed them to be. And John Brown is closing in on 1,000 yards, and he missed a couple games because of injury. You know, Michael Floyd got off to the slow start because of his injury, and yet he's had four 100-yard games in his last five. And you mentioned Larry Fitzgerald, who is having a renaissance season that not a lot of people, including myself, saw coming, not to this level. So Carson Palmer's got a lot of weapons. He's throwing the ball again well. They're getting decent protection. They're running the ball better than they have in the last couple of years, which gives them some balance. All those things help, but when you've got receivers like Brown and Floyd and Fitzgerald, again, like you mentioned, it's tough to cover them all. I mean, if you want to double cover one or maybe two, that's fine, but somebody's going to have single coverage, and Palmer's done a really good job finding them, and that doesn't even include a guy like rookie running back David Johnson out of the backfield, who's one of the better receiving running backs around, and he can catch the ball too. So they've got a lot of options, and that's why they have among the most points in the NFL.
Darren, obviously the offense is getting a ton of accolades, ton of hype, you know, number one offense in the entire NFL. Let's talk about the defense for a moment here. The story of Dwight Freeney, who was nearly on the verge of retirement, gets a call to come to Arizona, and he's helped rejuvenate that pass rush. How important has his addition been, not just from a playing standpoint, but from a veteran leadership standpoint, as his Arizona team looks to get over the top in 2015?
I think one of the things about Dwight Freeney that's worked out so well is he understands his role. He understands that he came in to be a pass rush specialist, the guy that's not going to play every down, and he's been okay with that. Like you mentioned, he was on the verge of retirement. Talked to him the other day, and he basically said it's kind of lucky that he didn't retire at the time the Cardinals called him, because he was ready to. He figured if he wasn't signed 2 or 3 weeks into the regular season, it was probably time to wrap it up. His agent convinced him to give it another week or two, and that's right about the time the Cardinals called, because Alex Okafor had hurt his calf after the fourth game, the fifth game, somewhere in there, and they needed another guy, and they called Dwight Freeney, and he stepped in. He leads the team in sacks with 4 at this point. Now, they don't have a tremendous pass rush overall. They have to blitz a lot of the time to get pressure. They don't have a dynamic young pass rusher who they can lean on. So, you know, having a guy like Freeney is a big deal, and it's still something I think this team has to continue to work on very hard to generate pass rush. But having Freeney here has made a big difference. He's teaching a rookie, Marcus Golden, who's the starter at outside linebacker, some of the tricks of the trade, and they think that that's going to help Marcus Golden down the road. It's just worked out really well. But again, that's what general manager Steve Keim has done. He brings in these one-year veterans with something to prove, a little bit left in the tank. He gets just what he needs out of them. It doesn't cost them a lot of money. Oftentimes, it's a minimum contract, and it's really helped this team the last 3 years when they've done things like that.
Darren Urban from azcardinals.com. Thank you very much for taking us behind enemy lines, presented by Gatorade, here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Thanks so much, Chris. Thanks so much, Darren. They are done, and you are on. You are on big time, big time.
I have in my hand.
Yes, yes.
Bold predictions for this week.
You've been so good at them.
Last week,
yeah.
It's up and down. Last week, I hit 4 out of 5. I feel as good this week, and you will hear those coming right up on Eagles 360.
Give me more chips, fellas.
I'm sorry.
We were daydreaming.
About that VIP tailgate and game tickets?
Yeah.
That pregame sideline experience.
Exactly.
Or even Eagles season tickets.
How do you know?
We both have the new instant game from the Pennsylvania Lottery.
Yeah, the Eagles instant game with top prizes of 50 grand.
And second chance prizes, including season tickets.
The Pennsylvania Lottery. Bring your dreams to life.
It's game day in America. Across the country, fans are watching football in a whole new way. We join a league. We pick a team. And we compete like never before. Today, watching football is more exciting than ever. Because today, we FanDuel. Start today and join the millions who've already played FanDuel. Enter the promo code and we'll refund your entry fee if you don't win.
Hi, my name is Jim Taylor. I've been with Acme for 34 years. Our Lancaster brand beef is the best around. We cut our meat fresh every day. We actually have customers come from other stores just for our meat.
Freshness is our number one priority. No one beats our fresh fish.
We have the freshest apples, the crispiest lettuce. Fresh produce is what we do.
We do the best cake decorating in the area, hands down.
123 years strong. Come on in, you'll see the changes, you'll feel it, you'll love it.
Try a one-week fantasy football league on FanDuel today. Home to more winners than any other site. Go to FanDuel.com for your free account now. Welcome back, Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro, Eagles Insider, along with Glenn Mack. Now, I'm going to step aside and let the bold prediction man make his picks.
Here we go. You feel free to agree or disagree.
Ready. I'm excited.
All right, here you go. Number one, Ryan Matthews is going to be this game's leading rusher. And I'm talking about for both teams, give a minimum 16 carries, give a minimum of 75 yards. Arizona blitzes a lot. They run blitz a lot. You want the guy who's quick to the hole. You can go up the middle on him. I think this is his kind of game. It's a Ryan Matthews day.
So you are suggesting, of course, the other shoe here, that DeMarco Murray... Not that involved? Quick to the hole?
Not that involved, right? I mean, he could get 10 carries, okay. But I don't think he's going to get more than that.
I'll take 16 and 75.
16 and 75, minimum. All right. Number two, we have seen over the years, Dave, Larry Fitzgerald just kill the Eagles. He's killed everybody, but man, he's been great against the Eagles over the years. It will not be him this week. He'll catch some passes, but he's not going to be the dangerous guy. The guy, I kind of put it this way, the guy who will break your heart, the guy who will cause you pain will be John Brown. You probably remember from last year, he caught that, 80-yarder to bring the Eagles the loss. He missed three games with an injury this year. Since he's been back, he's averaged 95 yards a game. Huge touchdown against the Vikings last week. He's going to be tough to cover. Byron Maxwell's got that ankle. We'll see how that plays out. Or Eric Rowe, he's a tough matchup. He's going to hurt.
Yeah, Ed Reynolds over the top is going to be so critical in this game. Can't afford any breakdowns like the one in the first quarter last week against Sammy Watkins. Now, Reynolds learned his lesson. Obviously, late in the game, got over on the throw to Robert Woods, made the game-saving interception. But Ed Reynolds has never seen speed like this with Brown, with Floyd, with Fitzgerald. And while you say Fitzgerald may not be the primary receiver, we've seen it so many times.
Forever.
He's coming back home. He went to school at Valley Forge Military Academy.
But it wouldn't be bold for me to just tell you he's going to do it again.
I'm still fingers crossed.
Go the other way.
All right,
here you go. Number three, and I know I've done this one before, but I do feel this one again. Again, because of the way the Cardinals play defense, they blitz. They have a very good secondary to me. The answer is find your tight ends underneath or going down the seam. So I'll tell you, Ertz, he had a great one last week, and Celek combined for a minimum of 9 catches this week against Arizona. And if the Eagles are going to win, those two have to have great games.
Okay. The tight end, tight ends, plural, take control of the passing game.
Correct.
All right. Those are Glenn's three bold predictions. You can get two more of those predictions on Sunday at our kickoff show on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. We got you covered all day long as the Eagles get ready for the back in black game against the Arizona Cardinals. Glenn mentioned Byron Maxwell. He'll be the subject of our progress report in just a bit. But when we return to Eagles 360, the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles, Merrill Reese, stops by the studio and previews Arizona-Philadelphia primetime.
Minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Yeah, everybody knows that.
Well, did you know that playing cards with Kenny Rogers gets old pretty fast?
You got to know when to hold 'em, know when to fold 'em, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. What? You get it.
I get the gist, yeah. Okay.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
The tournament is there. You're here. And before you take the team's star midfielder from here to there, along with his entourage, you have some things to do, like finding a place to stay, getting an oil change, mapping out the best route. Yes. Are we there yet? No. Roadside assistance? Not today, but always on call. So wherever your journey takes you, AAA helps you get there. So everyone's a winner. Start your journey at AAA.com.
Be the playmaker in Madden 16, available now.
Time to talk with the voice of the Philadelphia Eagles. We welcome into the studio the great Merrill Reese, getting ready for primetime football, the Eagles and the Arizona Cardinals. Merrill, let's revisit 2013 and the decision to hire Chip Kelly, Bruce Arians. I know you've known Bruce for many, many years. This success does not surprise you.
No. Bruce Arians always was a good coach. He's an NFL lifer after his college days. He had tremendous success as an offensive coordinator. He communicates with his players. So I was convinced. And if you needed any extra convincing, he did a wonderful job with Indianapolis filling in for Chuck Pagano when Chuck Pagano was ill. So it doesn't surprise me at all.
And Chip spoke very eloquently about the success of Bruce and the way that Arians has put together a team. So the offense that comes into town on Sunday night leads the NFL in explosive plays. They score points in bunches. They are a down-the-field threat, Merrill. And I got to tell you, I never thought Carson Palmer was going to be this kind of player. He has flourished in the system.
Well, he has. They always talk about Andy's cliche about we have to put a player in a position to make plays, and that's what Bruce Arians has done. And it doesn't hurt when your receivers are named Larry Fitzgerald and John Brown and Michael Floyd and J.J. Nelson, and throw in Darren Fells, the tight end, and you have a running game. So you put those great compliments to the quarterback, and boy, I'll tell you what, it really works.
So if you're Bill Davis and you've had success against Tom Brady, you've had success last week against the Buffalo Bills, keeping them out of the end zone, I wonder what the tact will be on Sunday night. What do you think?
One thing you can't do, and I certainly don't have any firsthand knowledge of this, and I'm not a defensive coordinator, but it would seem to me that you cannot blitz him very often. Once in a while, a well-timed blitz. But when you blitz, you take somebody out of coverage, and you need all the coverage that you can get. I think the key to this game, Dave, is putting tremendous pressure on Carson Palmer with your front guys. I think you need a career game from Fletcher Cox, who has had some great games, and I think you need another one this Sunday night.
You know, it's interesting. There have been so many comparisons, Fletcher Cox and Jerome Brown, and I've said this during the week. My argument against that is that I think Fletcher's actually been more consistent throughout his career than Jerome. Jerome didn't really come into his own until the last couple of seasons. He kind of took some plays off, if I recall correctly. What are your recollections of Jerome?
Well, he was a fierce presence on that field. But I remember speaking with Bud Carson, the great defensive coordinator, and Bud once said that Jerome was helped a great deal by having Reggie White on one side and Clyde Simmons on the other. And conversely, they were both helped by having him crush the pocket. So it wasn't just Jerome Brown, it was that defensive line.
Merrill, we are seeing the Eagles' offense improving. You think they've got to score some points on Sunday night to beat Arizona. Your view of the Eagles' offense, and within that, the play of quarterback Sam Bradford?
Well, I think the offensive line has pulled together. They are helping each other. They have become a little more stable. They've given Sam some time. I think Sam Bradford has achieved a certain level of comfort that we didn't see early. He perhaps trusts his knee more. He's not tentative in any way, shape, or form. He is stepping into his throws. Watch him. I've watched him, and I've watched the tape. He is technically so sound right now, and he's releasing the ball. I don't go by his statistics. I've seen a couple of throws in these last weeks. Go back to New England. He threw an amazing pass in that game to Jordan Matthews on the sideline with the rush in his face. And then when he had to move the ball, he put it through a small window into the hands of Riley Cooper. And he did it again this past week. People were saying, well, he doesn't go deep. He can't go deep. He can go deep. The game opened with a gorgeous pass to Riley Cooper that unfortunately was ruled not caught. And then he went with another bomb to Nelson Aguilar that was the rookie's first NFL touchdown. And then the pass that he threw to Brent Celek down inside the 5-yard line that was resulted in an interception. But it really wasn't. It was in Brent's hands, and it was taken away by Leotis McKelvin. But Sam Bradford looks like a leader. He's been a leader in the locker room lately. The players tell you that. And I think he is ascending.
Merrill, your thoughts on how this game plays out on Sunday?
It's a tough game. It is a tough game. I don't buy the fact that it's a meaningless game, because all they have to do is beat the Redskins and the Giants. First of all, that's never easy to beat those two in a row. Secondly, if they do win this game, and then they beat the Redskins and the right things happen, they can clinch before they even go to New York. So it's a big game. The last three have been gripping. They've been tight. They've gone down to the final minutes. And I hope that's what we see again this week. And I hope the outcome is for the guys in Midnight Green.
Eagles, well, they won't be in Midnight Green.
Oh, they're in black.
Black on black.
That's the Black Knights of the Schuylkill.
There we go. Merrill Reese, the Eagles 2-0 in December, hoping to get to 3-0 on Sunday night. Thanks for joining us in our Xfinity studio on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.
Carbs to compete. Electrolytes to replenish. Everything you need to keep sweating.
I step to Philly.
I step to Philly.
You step to Philly?
The bus.
The trolley.
The train.
Route 124.
Route 23.
I step to Philly. The 17 to training.
Jenkintown.
To her house.
His house.
To Betsy's house.
City Hall.
FTC.
Delco. Media.
To work.
To school.
To the mall.
Abuelas.
Broad Street.
To the game.
I step to Philly.
Anywhere.
Dunkin' Donuts' unbelievable selection of oven-toasted breakfast sandwiches. Freshly made all day, just the way you like them. So you can enjoy them any type of way, any time of day. That's breakfast when abs. America runs on Dunkin'. Pair your favorite breakfast sandwich with the bold taste of Dunkin's dark roast coffee.
Purchase participating products at Acme and enter the coupon code for a chance to win weekly prizes and a chance at 2016 Eagles season tickets. Dave Spadaro, Glenn McDowell, it's Eagles 360 here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Time for a progress report inside the game. Mike Quick and Ike Reese from our game plan show. Take a look at Byron Maxwell, the Eagles' big ticket cornerback, who's made some really positive strides this season.
All right, Mike, the progress report brings us to the number one free agent acquisition this offseason, Byron Maxwell. You talked earlier, this may have been Byron's best game overall as a corner here.
Yeah, I like the way he played, and he really took on the challenge of Sammy Watkins at the line of scrimmage. Doesn't get his hands on him, but this is one of those 50-50 balls, and he plays through the play, goes up, and makes sure that he doesn't secure the catch. I like what he does against this player.
Yeah, the thing I noticed the most about Maxwell Sunday is he competed. He competed for all those 50-50 balls that you like to talk about in the air. I mean, this could have very easily been a play where he relaxed after he thought he did his job, but he realizes the play is still alive, and he's fighting through this play and continues to bat that ball away.
See, Watkins is a guy that's really good at high-pointing the football, and Max is right there with him to make sure that he doesn't secure the catch.
Yeah, we're going to watch him here on this play. Now, this eventually turns out to be a first down, but that's not what we're really paying attention to. Watch Maxwell up here on the coverage of Sammy Watkins. And what I like about here is his technique. He realizes he has help over the top from the safety, so his job is to play underneath and sort of force that receiver to his help up top.
But Max is like a shadow on him. He gives him a little hesitation move. It's a double move comeback. And he gives him a little hesitation move right around the 35-yard line, a little hesitation there, then a burst and a comeback, and he's right there. I like that tight coverage.
Yeah, and this is about playing the coverage, playing to the strength of the coverage. When you have help over the top, you should be aggressive underneath. Watch him here late in the game. We got sort of a stack receiver. Look, this can be difficult for a DB because they're trying to get some sort of a pick route going here to get you knocked off your coverage between he and Malcolm Jenkins. He and Malcolm, they're able to fight through this. And again, at the highest point of attack, Maxwell is fighting to keep the ball out of Watkins' hand.
Like, it really began with the communication between these two guys right before the snap. And they're expecting the pick. Max stays tight to the receiver and funnels him down the sideline. That has to be a perfectly thrown ball for them to get that reception because of the tight coverage.
And like most great DBs will do, they'll use that sideline as an extra defender there. Maxwell, fought through his earlier struggles in the season, starting to play good football down the stretch when it's needed the most.
Thanks so much, Mike and Ike. We've got a special segment for you that will appear on Facebook a little later in the week. We're tying together the Cardinals and the Eagles, from the Chicago Cardinals to the St. Louis Cardinals to the Phoenix Cardinals to the Arizona Cardinals.
That's right, I forgot the Phoenix part.
All tied into the Philadelphia Eagles. Make sure you look for Glenn and I on Facebook later in the week. What's ahead for us on PhiladelphiaEagles.com? Amoroso's on the menu for you tomorrow. Chris McPherson in studio, and we'll break down some of the key matchups between the Eagles and the Cardinals. Alex Smith with his stats-only segment. And we got a little crunch time with cornerback Eric Rowe, who Glenn has really, really played well. And I am surprised. I thought he was more of a safety. He really has a chance to be a cornerback.
Yeah, I still think he may end up as a safety, but after the first shaky week he had the last two, he's been just fine, and he's going to have a big challenge this week. He survives this week, you'll feel great.
Yeah, he's not going to find any group of receivers more dangerous than these guys. How do you feel about the game?
I feel that it's going to be really tough.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love to come on and pick an Eagles win, but here's the good news. I've been wrong every game the last month. So, you know, if I'm wrong one more time, the Eagles win, we'll all be happy.
All right, so Glenn is picking the Arizona Cardinals. We'll find out on Sunday night. Glenn Macnow, thanks for joining us.
Pleasure.
Thank you for joining us. For Glenn, for me, Dave, we say have yourselves a great Eagles day.